This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado consumers are still paying high prices for eggs. CPR's Nathan Fernando Frescas explains it has more to do with avian flu than inflation.
Colorado's egg producers say their flocks have been decimated by avian flu. Bill Skebby is the executive director of Colorado Egg Producers. He says once bird flu hits, it takes around 8 months for a farm to start producing again. He recommends that if you're concerned about the cost of eggs now,
wait. If they're too much at the store that you go to another store. If instead of buying one dozen eggs, buy an 18-pack or a 24-pack, make it last a little bit longer.
Skebby says there are no active outbreaks across Colorado egg farms right now, but says the supply of eggs won't normalize until summer. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, CPR News.
Workers at King Soopers around Denver are on strike today. They want higher wages and other concessions from parent company Kroger. The strike affects 77 stores in Denver and in Adams, Arapahoe, Broomfield, Douglas, and Jefferson counties, as well as in Boulder and Louisville. The strike could last 2 weeks or until the two sides can reach an agreement. A historic church on Pueblo's south side will get a new roof with a grant from the State Historical Fund. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The first AME church was once listed in the Green Book. That's the guide used by black travelers during the segregation era. The red brick structure was built in 1915 and still serves the black community. A nearly $229,000 grant will help pay to fix the roof and chimney, as well as create plans for further restoration of the building. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
History Colorado administers the State Historical Fund and is a financial supporter of KRCC and CPR News. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. This is CPR News and KRCC.